Okay, we're in the middle of Elokai Neshama. So, we said, Kol Zman Shehaneshama B'Kevin, Moideh Ani L'Ponecha, Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avasai. As long as I still have a Neshama inside of me, so I am Moideh to you, Hashem. I give thanks in front of you, Hashem. And when we say that we give thanks to Hashem, we say, Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avasai. Hashem, who is my Hashem, my God, and the Hashem of my fathers. So this is the first time, really, in the Nusach HaTfilah of the day, the first time in the city where we have such an expression of Elokai v'Elokei Avasai. Repeats itself many, many times, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, when we say Hashem, right, God and God of our forefathers and everything like that. So what does it all mean? Why are we saying that Hashem and Hashem of our fathers? Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, like we say in a bracha, why do we mention so many times Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu? So the simple pshat, the Rishayim say, the Avodram says it, the first time he comments on it is at the end of Birchas HaShachar, it says, V'yiratzayim l'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. So that's the first time where you have that nusach, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. So he says over there, and we could apply it here to Elokai v'Elokei Avasai, is that we always try to mention our fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the tefillah. But roiv ha-tefillah is mazkirim z'chus avos. That in most tefillahs we mention the avos, and or we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and Shemoneh Esrei, we spell it out. But we always say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, to mention z'chus avos, because that's a big z'chus for us in the davening. So we always say, when we're talking about Hashem, our Hashem, we say, Elokei v'Elokei Aviseinu. That's the expression that Anshei Knesset HaGdol always throw in for z'chus avos. But I once saw a very nice thing, maybe a little less al derech hapshat, but it's interesting word from the Baal Shem Tov, wrote down in Svarim of his Talmidim. There's a Sefer Keser Shem Tov, things that they wrote in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, and a lot of his Talmidim bring down this word, so it seems that he used to say this often, that Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu is referring to an interesting nekuda. He said there are two types of ma'aminim, two types of people who believe in Hashem. There are sometimes, he calls the first one the choyker, someone who thinks about the universe and figures like there has to be a boirei and there has to be a manig, and what could it be? And he comes with his philosophical understanding and inquiries, he comes to the realization that there is a boirei olam, there is a Hashem in the world, and that's how he's a maimon. Sometimes like this, a person's father and mother didn't teach him anything about Yiddishkeit, but he himself comes to Yiddishkeit on his own. He's the person who's a ma'amin, mitoicha chakira, that he comes to it by thinking and comes to it on his own. However, there's another type of a ma'amin, and that's someone that he calls the makabel. Makabel is someone who has it rooted in him from his father, from his grandfather, from his rebbeim. Someone who's a ma'amin with the emunah pshuta that the Hashem runs the world. If he asks the yid in Mei Yisharim or the 10-year-old in Mei Yisharim, like, how do you know there's Hashem? Maybe some. What do you mean, Hashem, the Banshla, like this is what they grow up with, and this is a Muna Pshuta that they didn't come to on their own, through their own Chakira, but it's something that's transmitted from Rebbe to Talmud and from parent to child, from generation to generation. So he said each one of these Maminim has a certain advantage. The one who came to it on his own definitely feels the amuna a lot deeper and a lot stronger because he comes to it, he has his own understanding of it. So if a person understands that there has to be Hashem because he proved it from logic and from seichel, so that's someone that he feels, he's margish it a lot deeper. However, there is a tzad chisaron of that, that if a person comes to it on his own, if you have someone very intelligent who could come and explain to him an argument that will show him that there is no God in the world, so you could sway him in a second, because if he came to it on his own, he could also lose it on his own. Whereas the person who grew up with his parents and his rebbeim, everybody telling him about Hashem, 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 and that's what he knows just because he knows nothing else and he never thought about any other time that maybe there isn't a Hashem in the world. He doesn't know it, so he doesn't feel maybe the emunah as much as the person who came to it on his own. It's not as deeply in his seichel because it's something that he just accepted. However, he is a person that you can't sway. You show him a raya that it has to be that the world came on its own, like he's not listening to you, just like you can't prove to him that his father is not his father and his mother is not his mother and his name is not his name. Like this is something he just accepted from when he's a little kid. So the fact that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, it's just that's part of what he grew up with. So each one has its own mile and its own chasar. So the Baal Shem Tov says that when we make an exclamation, we say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, we're really telling Hashem both points. First of all, Elokeinu, he is our Hashem that we believe in on our own, that we can come to it through our own seichel. Either we have come to it through our own seichel, or it's something that we can understand in our seichel, we could come to it. For Elokei Aviseinu, Hashem is also chutz from our seichel, not just that we came to it in our seichel, but we can never be swayed by it because Elokei Aviseinu. We want to express that we have the advantages of both types of ma'aminim. First of all, it's our own Elokeinu that we're margishit very, very much and very deep. It's in our seichel. And also, it's rooted in us and something that we can never be swayed because we have that Messiah. And even someone who didn't come to it on his own, or even someone who doesn't have that Messiah, can still say Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu, because it's that idea that he has in mind that it's, he should have the milas of having emuna mitoich his own seichel, and also mitoich the Messiah that was given from generation to generation in Klal Yisrael. Again, the Rishayim don't say this, the simple pshat of Lekeinu v'Lekei v'Seinu is just to mention Schus Avos, but it's an interesting part of the Baal Shem Tov that we could possibly think when we say Lekeinu v'Lekei v'Seinu to stress those points, that it's our own God, meaning we came to on our own, and also v'Lekei v'Seinu that we got with that tradition. Okay, the nusach we continue with is Riboin Kol HaMa'asim, Adoin Kol HaNeshamot. When we're describing Hashem, we say Hashem is the master of all Ma'asim. When we say here Ma'asim, we don't mean actions. Sometimes a ma'aseh means an action or a story. Here, ma'aseh means the works of Hashem, but the ma'aseh yadayim of Hashem. So we say, Riboin Kol HaMa'asim, Hashem is the master of all works, of everything, every bria in this world. And also, Adoin Kol HaNeshamot is the master of all neshamos. Usually we don't refer to Hashem as the master of neshamos. However, the Avodram points out that since over here this whole bracha is discussing the neshama, discussing Elokai, neshama, shenasatavi, we're discussing about the neshama. So when we talk about Hashem and we say Hashem is the master of all the works, Riboin Kol HaMa'asim, we also add Adoin Kol HaNeshamos, that Hashem is the master of the neshamos. That's the nusach that's brought down in the Gemara, and in our Siddurim, that's what we say, both nuschois, Riboin Kol HaMa'asim, Adoin Kol HaNeshamos. Then the end of the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem, which again means Hashem, which is the Adoin HaKol, the master of everything. Hashem Baruch is the makar of all brachas, all the brachas and the shefa of all that's good in this world comes from Hashem. That's what we think about every time we say Baruch Ata Hashem, that everything, all the brachas from Hashem, and we say to that Hamachzir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim. So keep in mind, even though we did this last week, what was the whole beginning of the bracha? We're discussing Elokai, Neshama Shenasatabi, the Neshama that you gave us is Tahira, you created it and you formed it and you put it inside of me and you watch it inside of me. We're talking all about the Neshama. And now we say at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamachzir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim, that Hashem returns Neshamos, Machzir Neshamos, Lefgarim, Fgarim is bodies, Lefgarim Meisim to dead bodies. So now there's two pshatim in the Rishayim here, what this ending of the bracha is referring to. Well, mamash, two drachim. A person doesn't have to think both. You could think one of them, but at least you should think one of these two things. Hamachzir Neshamos Lefgarim Meisim. The Reb Bar Yochor, who we said was the Ramban's Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochor, in his Siddur, he says that this is referring to Tchias HaMeisim. That's how I always understood simple pshat, it doesn't make a difference how I understood, but whatever it is, that's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochor. He says, HaMachzir Neshamos Lefgarim Meisim is not talking about now, it's talking about in the future. Hashem, we know, is going to return the Neshamos to Lefgarim Meisim, which we just mentioned a few words before that. Hashem is going to return the Neshamos. So now we're ending the bracha with that dinyan, that Hashem returns the Neshamos to dead bodies. However, the Avodram says that we're not discussing now the future, Tchias HaMeisim. We're discussing what Hashem does to us every single morning. That Hashem returns our neshama to us every morning when we go to sleep and we give a pikadon to Hashem, we give our neshama leaves us in a certain sense and goes to Shemayim, and in the morning we say, Moida ani lefanecha melech ha'avakim shechazat abin neshmasi, that you returned to me my neshama. So that's the machzir neshamos that we're referring to, the similar as the version of Moida ani, that we say that Hashem is machzir neshamos to dead bodies. And here the Avodram says it doesn't mean to a person who's dead, not everybody who goes to sleep is dead. It means that just like when the Gemara says in Brachas, a person goes to sleep, it's 1/60th of death, he's like tasting a little bit of Misa. So if going to sleep is 1/60th of death, says Avodram, so waking us up in the morning is 1/60th of Tchias HaMeisim. And Hashem is like giving us back whatever Bechina that we were dead in. So Hashem gives that back to us, and we're thanking Hashem every morning for giving back to our neshama. Now here's an interesting example. It's going to be again many times going through the Siddur, as I have found, and I hope Mitzvah Hashem to share with you, that sometimes the Pirush HaMilim, besides affecting the halacha, because you have to know what to think, but Imamish affects the halacha in other aspects as well. Over here, I'll just tell you something interesting thing la'alacha. The Pri Chadosh, who's one of the Paiskim, and Simen Nun Ches, says like this, that sometimes a person comes very late, and he doesn't have a chance to daven Berachas HaShachar, he wants to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, so he goes right away to Psuchi the Zimra and Shema, and then he catches up and he daven Shema Esrei. Now he goes back afterwards, after davening, and he says over all the Berachas HaShachar, and it's in Lasech Levina and B'Shalei HaSanigoy. Can't get away without saying it. Even if you come late, you say it after davening. Says the Pri Chodesh, however, if you daven Shmona Esrei, then you don't go back and say Elokai Neshama. Because once you said the bracha of Mechai HaMeisim, so you said V'neman HaTolach Yes Meisim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeisim, so you mentioned Tchias HaMeisim, so you don't have to say Elokai Neshama, because Elokai Neshama also talks about Tchias HaMeisim. So the Shari Tshuva, which is in the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, on top of the Mishneh Berurah, is the Shari Tshuva and Simen Vav, brings down the Pichadosh. Pichadosh, as I said, is Simen Unches, but the Shari Tshuva and Simen Vav, in Ilchus Alakai Neshama, brings this down, and he says, I don't know what the Pichadosh is talking about. We're not talking about it. This is not, Alakai Neshama is not a bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Alakai Neshama, we say, HaMachzir Neshama, it means that Hashem returned us on Neshama, is returning the Neshama every morning. So it's not referring to Tchias HaMesim Bechlam. And he says, I have a raya, because if you look in the Siddur of the Avodrom says that HaMachzir Neshama Sefkar HaMesim means, Alahoy Vekoy, it's going on the present tense, that Hashem does it first now, it's not going on Tchias HaMesim. So that's why the Chai Tshuva argues and says, even if you daven first and you said Mechai Mesim, when you go back and say Berchas HaShachar, you should go back and say Alakai Neshama as well. However, it would seem obvious that the Prichadosh was learning, like the first pshat that we mentioned, that the Prichadosh understands that this is a bracha of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, if a person says the real bracha of Tchias HaMesim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMesim, so then you don't go back and say Alakai Neshama, because you already said a bracha of Tchias HaMesim. So whether or not Alakai Neshama has to do with Tchias HaMesim or not, in the end, the Iker Chasima of the bracha, Amachzir Neshama Sefkar HaMesim, is not just an afkamina in the bracha of Alakai Neshama, how you're supposed to be mechavin, but also it's an afkamina in this shaila, Machlokes HaPoskim, whether you're allowed to go back after and say Alakai Neshama after Mechai HaMesim. Pichadosh says you shouldn't, because he's assuming you already spoke about Mechai HaMesim, so you don't have to talk about Mechai HaMesim again. And the Avodrom, which is the Shari Tshuva, based on the Avodrom, says that you would have to say it again, because they're understanding that the bracha of Elokei Neshama is not a bracha about Tchias HaMesim, it's a bracha about waking us up in the morning. Yeah.
You know, it's about
Elokei Neshama, how can you say Mechai HaMesim? It seems that in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put together the Shemoneh Esrei, that's for sure the Nusach HaTfilah, that's the Iker bracha that we say all day of Mechai HaMesim. When a person wakes up in the morning and Hashem gives it back his neshama, so then he's supposed to make also a mention of Mechai HaMesim. But the Iker Bracha is the Shemoneh Esrei, that's the Iker Tefillah. Once you say it there, that the Prichadosh is saying, if you said it in the Iker Tefillah, then to go back and say it as extra brachas, that you don't say. But to not say it in the Iker place, because you already said it in the morning, that they don't say. It seems like the Nusach Shemoneh Esrei would have to say. What do you say? Yeah, Peg is a dead body. So the question is, does it mean a real dead body and real Tchias HaMesim, or 1/60th of a dead body and 1/60th of Tchias HaMesim? That's what Avodrom says. If a person sleeps, so we say Shechzat Avi Nishmasi, right? You return to us on Neshama. So that's why I always understood that Tchias HaMesim is referring to the future, because it's talking about a dead body. But Avodrom says Befeirush that it's a dead body is an expression that Hashem returns to us on Neshama every day. Okay, so that's the two pshatim in the Chasima there, and that would be the Nafkamina La'alocha.